Hey there. Thank you so much for listening to the ITD podcast. I am your host Kalyani, and I've been a tennis fan all my life. Let me tell you a little bit about ITD. Indian Tennis Daily, dearly known as ITD, is a non-profit that aims to shine a spotlight on the journeys of Indian tennis players who work so hard to represent India around the world. It's their passion that is growing the popularity of this sport in our country. And with the same passion, we have tried to create the ITD podcast, a show that will bring to you the stories of their success and their struggles. And today, we are pleased to host another tennis star from India. He's 17 years old and he's one of the rising, shining stars of junior circuit. He has achieved the ranking of 109 on ITF rankings. He was a finalist in the Asian Junior Championships recently. And it's a pleasure to host him on the podcast today. Welcome, Saif Sodhi.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Saif, thank you so much for joining again. And so, Asian Junior Championships, the finalist, right?
Yeah.
How was that experience? Do you consider that as one of your best performances so far?
Any day, yeah. It was the best week I've had till now.
Okay.
Coming out unseeded, playing second, third, seventh seeds, having tough matches from the start. It was a great week, I mean. Unexpected, but turned out to be really well, and then it's pretty much been uphill from there.
That's great. Really amazing. So your journey so far has been great. Why don't you take us to the beginning? How did tennis enter your life, and how's it going so far? Tell us the whole story.
So from the start, maybe like my mom was pretty enthusiastic with me. She was making me try every sport. And so tennis just got my interest. Like that, I love the individual sport, like the competition, taking it all on yourself, not dependent on others for results.
Mm-hmm.
So slowly started in the club just as a hobby, then shifted to a better academy, started to get to know that there are tournaments you can play. So started off under 10, around like when I was 10 years old, I started playing tournaments. And slowly, like, trying to improve my ranking, trying to improve my game. So, I was training in Juhu with Babu Sir and Supriya Malaya. And I started performing really well in under 16 when I was starting to get into the national series finals, series finals. And I missed this. In under 14, I even got to play the road to Wimbledon. That was a big thing for me that time, getting into the top 16 in India, playing the road to Wimbledon. And then I think after under 16, COVID hit. So those 2 years were pretty off, not getting to practice, not getting to play tournaments. Then.
So I was always curious about how athletes were dealing with the COVID situation, because gyms were closed, courts are closed. How did you maintain your physique or energy levels during pandemic?
Trying to do it all at home because the gyms are shut, academies are shut. Matter of fact, in the lockdown period, there was a core group formed by most of the tennis players in India, including the top players like Purav Raja, Ram Kumar, Sania Mirza, Rohan Bopanna. It was all created. Luckily, I got to be a part of it. So it was like 1 hour of activity core in a day. So that was good. That would be fun. You would get your activity and you would get your proper core workout. So that would be fun. Like lockdown was pretty lonely, boring, sitting at home. So this would be pretty fun to do.
Right. How was it traveling as a young child for playing all these tournaments? Was it daunting or did you travel with your family often? How was it exactly?
I traveled with my mom always.
Okay.
It was mom in the start, mom and dad in the start, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But later, once I got into under 14, under 16, it was just my mom traveling with me everywhere. So it was fun, yeah. It was a lot of fun traveling to all these places around India. Never heard names, going there, playing tournaments, winning. It's been fun.
Can you name a few places for us where have you been?
There's a place in Maharashtra called Pusad. I never knew about. That was like a 12-hour drive for us.
Okay.
Going to Bhubaneswar, other corner of India.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been great. Yeah.
Great. So you also train with Kedar Shah, sir, right?
Yeah. So since the past year, I've been training in Pune with Kedar Shah, sir, and Aniket, sir. So that's been really beneficial for me. Got big results. I think I started off with nationals, ITA nationals in Chennai.
Right.
That was my first tournament after training in Pune. And that went really well. I made the finals.
Right, right. And I think that's when, I think at the beginning of the year, you also achieved your highest ranking, right?
Yeah, beginning of this year, correct.
Yeah, right. So can you just describe that phase for us?
I think December was the biggest turning point for me last year. I had the Asian finals that really gave me a jump. So I think I was around 1200 rank that time. And I jumped to 250 and even in the national ranking came in the top 10. And then I think the January tournaments, that phase, that was pretty solid for me. The Indian tournaments, the J2, J3s. I made 7 in the J3 and J2. That again shot up my ranking. So after B1, it's pretty much been uphill. Been performing well, been getting the rankings up. Came 209, as you said.
And I understand that you trained differently probably. You might have worked on your techniques, but how much is the change of mindset or the mental strength work has changed the game for you?
I went pretty high on confidence. That helped me. Like once I was more confident, I was able to play more freely, believe in myself. I think that helped me a lot. That one click in December, that just changed my whole game.
That's great. You spoke earlier about liking to play the individual sport that tennis is. You like to compete alone, you know? So what is it in your personality that makes you a wonderful tennis player? What do you think?
A personality, I can just say like the grit to keep grinding, not leaving it till the end. Keep pushing myself, not giving up too soon. Just like trying to stay in there, hang in there till the end.
So you are a pretty tall player, right? So, and you have a powerful service, right? So
yeah, that's true.
What are the other areas in your game that you think are your strength?
I mean, I feel I can play an all-around game. I can do everything I want with the ball when I want. So I feel that's a good advantage for me. So what I want to work is maybe on my physical side, just with my maybe the endurance part or the speed part. And game, just keep getting solid day by day.
You also got your first flavor of international, like playing in Europe, right? You played in Europe.
Yeah, I went once to.
How was that experience?
Experience was so good because it was like my first tournament out of India. Going in other weather conditions, going different court surfaces, different players, different cultures, different everything. Good. I mean, I got to see how other players train out of India, how they play, what level they play at. It was fun. And it was tough, of course. It was pretty tough. But I got a lot of experience and I think that's going to help me improve on my own game.
Right. And like, see, when you are playing in India, you have a lot of competitors. But outside India, the world looks at you as a representation of Indian tennis, right?
Yeah, so that's true.
How is that experience? How proud are you with?
Of course, I'm very proud. I got a chance to get in those tournaments out of the country, the big high-level tournaments, getting an entry with that rank, getting to see those players, playing against them, I mean, competing with them, practicing with them. That was good. I mean, you get to know at what level you need to be to play against them.
Right.
That's your mindset too. It gets you more focused, gets you to push yourself more than your limits.
Since you've been playing tennis for such a long time now in India, and now you also saw what happens globally, can you state a few differences that are in the facilities or infrastructure outside India and in India that we have right now?
Facilities, maybe the only big change I could feel outside was that they have indoor courts. So like, it gets pretty cold there. So I think the first 2 weeks I played, it rained. So they were able to shift the matches inside and continue the same format of game with no interference. But somewhat over here, when I used to play the ITA tournaments, say it rains, there's a day delay, they cut down the format. I mean, that gets a little tight. Then by the end of the week, if it's still raining, even the mindset keeps lowering, you know, once it's raining, you're prepared for a match and then it doesn't happen. So I think that was one big thing I felt. And I was playing first time in indoor courts. That was again another experience. That was fun. The ball sound, boom, boom. That was fun. Pretty much same. Otherwise, pretty much same the way they conduct the tournaments. It's amazing in India. It's just the same out there.
So I was asking who else traveled with you on this Europe trip with you?
So the Europe trip was with my dad.
Okay.
It was the first trip out of India with my dad. So, I mean, it was tough with the food part.
Yeah.
We are Indians. They eat all type of meat out there. So luckily we had taken dehydrated packets from India. Like our regular roti, sabzi, dal, chawal. Just dehydrate it all, take it there. We take our electric cooker with us. Just put warm water, warm the food for 5 minutes, and that would be like our lunch every day.
Oh.
Because we are Indians, we eat that chatpata food, and they have like the same food every morning, the same eggs, same bread, same sauces. Right. It gets boring.
You seem like a real foodie, huh?
Oh, yeah. I
am. That's great.
But every household, we are six, all those. A lot of butter and parathas. We need it.
Totally understand what you're saying. I'm a foodie too. So you're an athlete, right? So food has to be monitored. So do you monitor calories and nutrition part of it? Are you taking professional help for that?
So my diet, Kushmi Cheda, she's my nutritionist. She's in Mumbai itself. She my diet. She gives a separate diet for the matches, separate diet for regular training days. So it's all calculated. It's day-wise so that I don't have to think too much. I just focus on my game. Diet part, it's like mom will just give me what I need to eat. I know I have to eat it. I'll just gulp it down.
Do you ever follow these tennis superstars like Djokovic? No, they have sometimes disclosed on different media platforms about their workout routines, their diet routines. You follow all that or you just focus to what you're doing right now?
No, not really. So my diet part, I'm pretty sorted. I'm like, Krushimi ma'am is going to do the best for me.
Correct.
This is my tennis since the past year. Kedarsha and Aniket sir are going to do the best for me. So I don't need to look at others. They're obviously going to know what's best for me. They help me train to my best potential.
That's amazing. And have you made any friends on tour while you're traveling?
In India, once you travel for tournaments, you know everyone. Everyone are like, once you go abroad, it's different. No one knows. You need to start making conversations because you need players to practice with.
Mm-hmm.
So you need players to play doubles with. So this Europe tour I went, there was no Indian with me all 4 weeks. So I had to keep talking to everyone out there because I need to practice more on those courts because it's not my home court. I'm not used to those courts. So I used to just go on Instagram, see the players opening the tournaments, shoot everyone a text. Start making conversations. So I made a couple of friends in the Europe trip.
That's awesome. Plans of playing doubles?
Yeah, in Europe, I played doubles. I think I played with an Italian. Then I played with a German. So it was all different. It was totally new for me.
So how do your friends who are not playing tennis professionally or not from the sports background react to how you're living your life right now?
So, especially the school friends, Hindi mein bolte chande ke chaad pe chada dete. So, they're on to you. They're of course, they're happy for you too. They're very happy. They're true friends. Mm-hmm. But it's not really a difference. We're the same. I don't treat myself as someone special.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's pretty friendly. But they're just very happy when I win something. I put something on Instagram, I'll get a congratulations or keep it up, buddy. That's always there.
Are you also continuing your studies along with your tennis career?
Yes. So I just finished my 12th grade this year.
Okay. What are you studying?
I studied commerce, HSC commerce till 12.
Okay.
10th was ICSE science.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I can't do science and play tennis at the same time. That's right.
Too much of a commitment to make.
Yes.
Who were your tennis idols growing up? As a tennis player?
Roger Federer, any day. Roger Federer, yeah.
Okay. So, what are your feelings and thoughts about his injury break?
Pretty much feels that he's old, but I don't want him to stop competing anymore. I want to see him back on court playing the class tennis he plays. It looks so clean.
Right. Now, let's move to rapid fire questions. Don't think, I'll just shoot questions. Whatever is in your mind, just say it immediately, okay? If not tennis, which sport would you play?
Football.
Football. Who's your favorite football player?
Messi.
Who's your favorite Bollywood actor?
Akshay Kumar.
Which is the song that is currently on loop on your phone?
A loop on my phone? I'll have to check that. I think the song from Juk Juk Jio, Rangi Sari.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite city?
Mumbai.
Mumbai. You've traveled so much and yeah. You like Mumbai. Okay.
It's my home. I love Mumbai.
Right. So, next question is based on that only. Vada Pav or strawberries and cream? What's your choice?
Vada Pav. I'm not too much of a sweet fan.
Who's your favorite competitor currently?
Like my age group or the ATP tour?
Yeah, your age group.
Me? Can I say me?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, I'm my favorite. I mean, I believe in myself.
That's cool. And who's your dream opponent on the ATP tour?
I would like to play Zverev.
Oh. It's nice.
Alexander
Zverev. Yeah.
Something.
And who would be your favorite doubles partner from the ATP tour? If you had to pick one.
Favorite? I want to play with Roger Federer just to be on the same court with him. To get the feel of that.
Right.
I think he's getting back to competitive tennis soon.
And what are your... Okay, now rapid fire is over. Let's get back to the serious questions. So, what are your short-term and long-term goals in tennis for yourself?
So, short-term right now is I'll be going to US college tennis. So, probably just try to build up on my game on these coming years. Play the, like, if you go to US, you play the US players, you play the Europeans that come there on the hard courts, get a feel of that. Try to improve my own game out there playing with those guys. And long-term could be like once I'm done with my college years, these 4 years, I'd give a shot to pro. I mean, that's my goal right now. I just keep building on myself, get stronger with my game. Hopefully, if I feel I'm better in myself, I'll just take a break from college, hit the pro circuit, try it out.
And we have all the best wishes for you. We want you to get what you want. So just for our listeners who are not so much into the tennis data, basically, can you tell us more about what US college route is and how does it help your career?
So US college route right now is like I'm going in a Division I college.
Mm-hmm.
So out there, it's a tennis team. You represent the university there and side by side, you get your degree too. Studying in the same college, representing the same college. So the college takes care of your training, your gym. It's all taken care by the coaches there. So you get the good facilities, of course. Abroad, you get a lot of facilities, especially US. They have those big campuses, big gyms. They have everything for you out there. So you don't leave out on your studies, basically. Like, I mean, that's pretty important in our times. So you get your studies done side by side and you even get your play done, get better for yourself.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier about the pandemic group that you all had together, all the tennis players of India, right? So,
not all, I mean, but a lot of
few of them, like you got to interact with some senior representatives, right? So, how does it actually help you to grow as a player when you interact with people who have experienced what you are going to experience now? How does their experience impact you?
I mean, I've been good friends with Purav Raja. So he helped me a lot. I mean, I played with him a couple of times. He helped me with some guidance. He told me the route to follow. He gave me both options to go pro, college. He gave me the advantages, disadvantages. He helped me out a lot on the guidance part. And he even shared his experiences. So, I mean, we had to choose the way forward. And I was updating him with most of the things. He was helping me once. I mean, in between, I thought I want to go pro. He was helping with me. Academies outside India. He's been supportive for me.
That's great to know. And how has your family been part of this? Like, how important was their contribution to your career so far?
I mean, dad has supported me all the way. My whole family has supported me. Grandparents, mom, dad, younger brother, even side family. Everyone's been with me on the whole journey. But I think dad's contribution was the most financially.
When kids are growing up, a lot of emphasis is on studies. And like, I've seen many children who are like, you know, also interested in sports or any other activities, but you know, the parents would always try to refocus their energies into the traditional studies. So if you want to comment on...
Like that at all. They were pretty supportive. Even my school was supportive. I was in Jamnabai. Jamnabai Nursery School. So my principal, she would just give me leave. She'd be like, it's okay. You just don't attend school. You train. You come just for the exam. Same with my college. I was in Mitibai College. Again in Mumbai. So just, they were like, don't worry about attendance, go train and just come give the exams. During my school days, mom, dad, no pressure for studies or anything. Just, they were like, just enjoy tennis, go play. You did good in studies. So there was no tension that way.
Just a curiosity, do you have any pre-match or post-match rituals, or do you follow certain superstitions while you are on the court?
Superstitions? Well, pre-match, of course, is your warm-up. I just like to listen to some good music during that time. Get in the zone. Not talk to too many people just before the match. Post-match, of course, just try to analyze what happened in the match. Think through it. No superstitions.
So, at this stage, from your experience, if there is a kid who's just starting out in tennis, thinking about playing this all these tournaments at national level, what would be the piece of advice that you would like to offer them?
Piece of advice that it's a long way ahead. Don't just keep running behind results. Try to trust the process. Keep working hard. I mean, you'll surely get there soon.
Okay, Sahib, that was great conversation. We really appreciate your time and you being here. And
thank you very much.
Yeah. Do you want to say something as an ending note to our audience?
Thank you very much. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast.
I'm sure they did, and we really wish you the best for all your future endeavors, and we hope to get you back here very soon. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was it for today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for your time. Tell us how you liked this episode through our social media. I hope you're following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We have linked all the handles in the description. Thank you again. Bye.